And good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. We continue our look at, possibilities for Lent. I mean, this is a good time of year for us to go back and reevaluate our walk. And thankfully, within the Catholic tradition, Lent gives us all a great chance to slow down, reevaluate, and see what kind of changes, what penances we ought to deal with. We need to change, turn, make adjustments to our life. And my guest, Chris Stefanik, is the father of six. He's a well-known speaker, author, hosts EWTN's Real Life Catholic, and worked in Denver when Archbishop Chaput was there. And he founded Real Life Catholic to engage a generation through powerful media, live events, resources. And he is the co-author and video presenter of Rise. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up this Lent, what Rise offers for Catholic men. Chris, good to have you here. Thanks.
Great to be here. I'm a fan, Al, so thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. Listen, you've been doing great work for a long time. When did Rise develop in your own ministry?
To give you the story of why I did this program.
Yeah.
Got a call to create this men's program from my buddy Chris Cope, Cardinal Studios, and the call came at a really busy time. I'm in a different state every week doing a parish renewal event.
Yeah.
I'm producing Real Life Catholic TV show.
Yeah.
For EWTN, and I thought, I just don't have time to add this. As good of an idea as it is. But I said, look, I'll give you one day, I'll pray on it, and I'll ask God to show me if he thinks otherwise. And I opened the door of my car to walk into Mass specifically to ask the Lord if he wanted me to do this. And this old Irishman who prays for my ministry all the time came up to me just out of the blue, grabbed my arm. He had tears in his eyes, and he said, you have to do something for men.
I wish all our prayers were answered so directly.
I know. Though, of course, if God were always that direct, I'd probably find myself saying, are you really sure you said that, Lord? I'm not sure I heard you right. Give up everything for the poor? What? So maybe it's mercy that he's not always that clear.
That's good. That's good.
And he said, Chris, I had a dream that there was this destroyed field that was all burnt to the ground, and next to it was a beautiful field of wheat, and the devil came up to me between the two fields and said, that beautiful field is the women, but the other field is the men, and I've destroyed them all. So the result of a prophetic dream from a man who prays for me all the time, that's why I said, okay, I'm doing Rise.
That's a pretty strong argument. Yeah.
And it's been very powerful the way it's been received among guys. And I'm looking forward to doing it myself starting Ash Wednesday.
Tell us about that. How can people participate?
Yeah. Go to menriseup.org and you sign up, and it's a 30-day challenge, and you're getting specific, down to earth, nitty gritty challenges for how to live out, the Christian call to manhood in your daily life every day. And it arrives in your inbox, and it's short, it's digestible, it's easy to fit into a busy, crazy schedule.
And I
have one of those, so that's why I made it that way.
Yeah, no, that's great. Something that I just came back from a private silent retreat for close to a week, and one of the things that struck me was how few men are enthusiastic about the faith. I grew up in Connecticut. Now, in Michigan, where I live, we've got a good strong men's group. We've got a lot of good things happening in our parish. But when I go out back to where I grew up in Connecticut, Catholicism is a woman's religion. I mean, I hate to say it, but if you see men, even at Mass, they're generally, at this stage, they're pretty old. They're tuckered out.
Yeah.
I appreciate their fidelity and their faithfulness. But something happened, and I don't know when that began. I don't have a great explanation for it. But what happened? I mean, why did the faith, which is so robust, we're talking about somebody who's victor over death, for heaven's sakes, the greatest challenge, why do men avoid religion generally, but the Catholic faith in particular, I think a lot of people are afraid of, at least the way they see it. Why is that?
Well, I think in general, men just aren't stepping up to fill their role in society. You know, there's a lackluster for faith, but I think that, and women outnumber men in the Catholic Church on average by about 25%.
Yeah.
But I think that extends to every role that's important for men. We're not rising up and being fathers.
Yeah.
We're not being faithful to our wives. We're not being present to our kids. We're not being leaders in society. In a lot of ways, it's because men don't know who they are as men anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I actually was just having a conversation with a buddy last night who, you know, in his casual conversation said, you know, he was just describing something as being very masculine. And he said, I don't mean that in a negative way.
That tells you something, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that's really telling. I mean, he's and it's a good Catholic guy, but it's just, it's worked its way into our psyche that masculinity is—it almost implies toxic masculinity.
Yes, yes.
No one talks about toxic femininity, but it's almost implied that we're the ones in power, and it's a bad thing. And our testosterone, our power, our particular call and charism, and who we are, is somehow inherently toxic.
The world would
so
be a lot better.
Showing up.
Yeah, the world would be a lot better off if there was less testosterone. That's what you—that's the impression you get.
Right. Right. Yeah. We're just not showing up because I think we've forgotten how to celebrate who we are. I even think of, you know, there's been many beautiful church documents that have come out about the genius of women. Hey, where's ours?
I agree.
You know, right? Where's the documents on the power and authority of man?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just even those words just sound chillingly bad.
Yeah.
But no, we have our own particular power, authority, calling, charism.
Yeah.
So this program is really around, it's practical daily challenges that are centered around our identity as men, specifically as sons, fathers, brothers, and spouses. And those are the ways that we live out who we are and the ways that we love and the ways we image God to the world, whether or not we're married, whether or not we have kids.
Yeah.
That's how we live who we are.
You know, you raise a great point, and that is there has, even with our own our teaching documents, have tended to focus on the contribution of women, which is wonderful. That's fine. But I think it does leave men wondering, don't we need some guidance here, too? What does it mean to be a Catholic man? And I can remember many years ago now when the Promise Keepers movement started within evangelical Protestantism. They had a phrase that the man's man is a godly man, and I thought that was a good expression. And that came under immediate criticism, though, from secular press, because, as you implied, when men get together to be men, the world thinks they're going to be fascists. They're going to be authoritarian bigots. They're going to abuse people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just the assumption now, that when men get together, there's something dangerous that's going to happen.
And we could easily, the danger, obviously, is we get caught up in looking at the toxic culture that tells us to be ashamed of who we are. Or, hey, you know what, let's just rise up, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Exactly.
Let's just make a choice to start joyfully claiming and living out who we are in Christ.
What characterizes a Christian man?
Yeah, so it's those four primary identities. These are the ways that we love God, that we image him in the world today. And, you know, one of the things I'm really loving about this program is that it's not a program that's just all about theory.
Yeah.
The learning theology and all that is obviously essential for being a good Christian. What characterizes a Christian man is that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, right?
Mm-hmm.
We actually have to do this stuff in our daily lives every day. And Rise is really focused on how to. And very specific, very practical challenges for living this out in daily life. It's not so much a rah-rah program or initiative, which I think, you know, there are some men's initiatives that I've been involved in that are really like, you know, yeah, we're men. And
yeah,
that's
right.
Good because we need inspiration, you know.
Yeah.
Inspiration points our hearts in the right direction. But it's daily sustainable habits that change our lives forever.
Yes.
So everything that's laid out in Rise is stuff that you can sustain for the rest of your life and that should make you look different in your daily life. And it's not just the high ideals of, you know, how could it be easy to go out and be a martyr compared to just not being a jerk to my family when I'm stressed out at work.
and right. you also distinguish between different states in life, the single state, married with kids at home, married with no kids at home, separated, widowed, divorced. So it's, you know, this, the, what you're offering there is actually takes into consideration, the state in life of these men.
That's right. So there's every day is a short video and then a brief written challenge. So
mm-hmm.
it's brief, but very powerful. But specifically, the written part is specifically directed at your state in life, where you're at. And the bite-sized nature of these things, you know, I wrote with myself in mind because I knew I'd have to do the challenge myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a ministry, but it's also a business, you know, meaning that it's got businessy, I have employees. I have
sure.
you know, bills to pay. I got all
of
the
course.
Expenses managed.
Yeah.
A travel schedule. I got six kids. I'm thinking, what would I actually do?
Yes, that's right.
So this is it. This is something you could do over your morning coffee that will really could change your life forever.
So
make you better at being who you are, which changed the world.
And so tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. People can participate by going to menriseup.org, and you'll have something for them, what, every day?
Every day. 30
yep.
days. And the essential part of doing this is starting on Ash Wednesday, or whenever we have a challenge starting. We have them going on throughout the year, but there's always specific start dates.
Right, right.
It's so you can be in spiritual communion with other men who are doing it with you.
Yeah, which is great. Chris, thanks so much. Again, people go to menriseup.org. That's the best place to go?
That's it.
Okay. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much, Al.
Appreciate your work, Chris. Thank you. Again, it's a plan to transform your life, and I do think materials that are targeted towards men are really important. MenRiseUp.org.